Come on, let's give God some praise. Oh, they want to play it again. They like this so much, so much, so much. All right, good morning, good morning. I'm excited about today's message. Are you excited? Yay, I'm glad all four of you are excited. Let me do it one more time. I'm excited about today's message. Are you excited? Much better, much better. Isn't God good? A couple of things I want to tell you about is just one thing, really. Is next Sunday, Ron Till is going to be with us. You don't want to miss that. And he'll be at both services, obviously. And so it's going to be a great, and then he'll be at Monday night prayer as well. So come and enjoy that great weekend. It's going to be amazing. He's excited about coming. And so he said he had some good things in store, and I believe God has spoken to his heart. So we're excited about that. Man, I've just been full since preaching last week. I really enjoyed preaching the message last week because it spoke to me. And as I began to prepare for this week, there was something just bubbling over in my heart. And I'm going to be talking today as we continue this series on dreaming. But I want to talk about there's two worlds. There's one that's with, you know, there's one that's within us, and there's one that's around us. There's two worlds that we live in, the one that's within us and the one that's around us. And we spend a lot of our time developing the world around us. Most of our effort goes into developing the world around us. And if you're here this morning and you have kids and you have life going on and you have school and you have work and you have all of those things that happen, church life and everything else, you spend a lot of time developing the world around you. It's what's next to you. It's what's close to you. It's, so if I can say it this way, it's what's in your face. It's right here present. And so we have a little less time to dare to dream and to look at those dreams that are inside of us that God has put in us. And we need to look sometimes not just at the world around us, but focus a little bit on the world that God has put within us. We get so wrapped up in this world around us that we don't have time or the energy. We don't have time or the energy, but God has put a dream in every person's heart in this place today. Here's what I believe, that every person breathing air, God has put a dream in. Every person breathing air, God has put a dream in. Before the worlds were framed, he foreknew you, he loves you, he created you, he purposed your life, and he put a dream in you. It's true that everyone who has experienced even one moment of success, any person in this place has ever experienced one moment of success, while they were putting the gold medal around your neck, you were thinking about, how can I reach the next level? How can I go to the next place? You see, success and a win always breeds something inside of you to dream more. Wins always make you feel like, what can I do next? It creates the dream. It creates the experience. It promotes and pushes you forward. There's a next level. If you're a hunter in here, you know what I mean today. The hunter, before the blood dries on the animal that's laying on the ground, he's thinking about the next animal he's going to kill. Come on, somebody. While he's taking the photos and he's taking the photo ops and he's smiling at the camera, he's thinking there's got to be one bigger than this one. The fish that he caught has got to be one bigger than this fish that I caught today. And it creates that momentum inside of you to dream about something greater. It's the prize. It's the prize. The designer who sketches out the plans on the project, the one in his hand, and he's dreaming about the one that he's never drawn yet. He's looking at the one he's in the middle of, but he's thinking about another. There's a dream inside of him. There's this prize and passion that can't be bought and it can't be stolen. It's because it's in our heart and no one knows about it really except for us and God. It's deep within inside of us, this passion and this prize. And sometimes we dare tell the dream, which not always is not a bad plan because sometimes you're around dream killers, but we dare not tell the dream. But because we dare not tell the dream, sometimes a dream lays dormant inside of us. But inside of you today, there is a dream that God has for your life. And so we live in another world, but we dream about the one that's inside of us. Henry Ford battled with this world within and the world without. He created the automobile, But there was something inside of him after creating the automobile. He wanted to have a glass company. And so why he had the success of creating the Ford, he also was something inside him. He said, I believe that I could create a glass to go in these for these windshields so that we don't have to deal with this open air. So he created a glass company. But while he was creating the glass company, he was thinking about the steel that he used in his cars to build the cars. He said, I believe that I could make my own steel. He was always dreaming about the more, and every accomplishment that he made, there was a dream that was inside of him for the next. I believe there's a dream inside of you today for the next. His dream became true because one dream sparked another dream. So he lived with the same conflict that we do, the one that's in this world and the one that's inside. There's always a conflict, there's always a struggle, and there's always this battle going on about the world that's around us and the one that's within. Joseph lived in the same struggle along with Moses and David and even Jesus. And Genesis 39 tells the story of Joseph's success. He was in Potiphar's house, and the dream was burning inside of Joseph's heart. And he had favor with God. And he had favor with Potiphar. Potiphar recognized that this young Hebrew boy named Joseph, there was something inside of him that was different than anybody else around him. And that everything that he touched turned to gold. He had the blessing of God upon his life. But Potiphar's wife had this thing for Joseph, and she wouldn't let it die. And time after time after time, she approached Joseph. And as she approached Joseph, he would tell her, I'm not interested. He said, your husband has trusted me with everything in his kingdom, everything in his household. I run it all because he trusts me. And the one thing that I will not do is cross this line. But she couldn't let go of it. And so finally, the story how she tried to subdue him or get a hold of him, and he ran from her, and she had him by the coat, but he ran out of the coat, and she took the very coat that he left to do the right thing and turned it into the wrong thing. And she claimed that he was trying to seduce her. And so Potiphar became angry, and he threw Joseph in prison. Now Joseph's in prison, and he's thinking, you know, this dream I had just became a nightmare. The thing that was burning inside of me, everything that was coming together, all of a sudden, in the middle of my dream, in the middle of my passion, this nightmare happens. How many has ever had that feel like that happened in your life? You were in the middle of the dream and it turned into a nightmare. But even in his world he lived in, still the dream was building up inside. He could not let go of the dream because it was a God dream. It was burning with him. And so circumstances could not steal his dream. I want to tell you something today. Don't let your circumstances in your life steal the dream that God has put inside of you. I want everybody to look at me right now. If you don't hear anything else I say today, I want you to hear this. Don't let your world outside steal what God has put on the inside of you. Don't let your circumstances of life, don't let your bank accounts, don't let your problems, don't let family problems, don't let all of those things that are around you, that are whirling around you, steal this dream that God put inside of you. Because you remember last week I said what God started in you, he's going to finish. His word is yea and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. And Joseph's master in verse 39, and Joseph's master took him and put him to prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. And the keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made successful. Whatever he did succeeded. Whatever he did turned out right. Why? Because he had favor with God. When you're in the middle of the battle, remember who gave you the dream. When you're in the middle of the two worlds and the one around you seems to be falling apart, always remember God gave you the dream and God will bring it to pass. The conflict within the heart of Joseph is the conflict of every dreamer, every person in this place today. If you're a dreamer, you have this same conflict. What we see around us becomes our reality. We lose sight on the fact that God put us in a greater place, an anointed place. He put inside of us this great dream, and what's inside of us is greater than what's around us. I want to ask you this question today. How big is the world inside of God? How big is the world inside of God? Here's the answer to that. Since the world inside of God contained the entire universe, then the world inside of God was bigger and greater than the entire universe. I'm going to say it again. You got to get this. Since the world inside of God contained the entire universe, then the world inside of God was bigger and greater than the entire universe. If the world inside of you was created by God before he created the entire universe, then the world inside of you is greater than the physical universe. So dream big. So dream big because you have a big daddy. Let me say it one more time. So dream big because you got a big daddy. The dream that's inside of you is bigger than the world around you. The dream inside of you is bigger than the circumstance around you. So dream big because you have a big daddy. The destiny of Moses was greater than the Red Sea. The dream of David was greater than his adversary Goliath. And when Jesus was hanging on the cross, some would say that the dream was dying, but in reality, it was just the beginning of the promise. It was just the beginning of the promise. Remember, if your dream is a God dream, it will never fit into the world. It will never fit into the world around you. When your dream is a God dream, it's always going to be bigger than what you can understand. Don't let your world decide the size of your dream. Don't let the world around you determine how big your dream is. Don't look at your circumstance and minimize your dream to fit inside the circumstance you live in. Say, God is bigger than this place that I'm at. God is bigger than this where I live right now. God is bigger than the platform I'm on now. God has a place for me. It's bigger than all of this. Dream big. God has given us dreams for our future. If we only have faith for what we see, we will become comfortable and find ourselves okay with living in the world we're in. That's for sure a dream killer. That's for sure a dream killer. If we get comfortable with the world we're in, well, this is all there's ever going to be. I'm always going to have this same thing. Nothing's ever going to come my way. I can become comfortable and okay with the world I live in. Let me tell you something. That will kill the dream that God has put inside of you. When you look at heartache and heartbreak and situations and things that have fallen apart and you say, this is it, then it will kill the dream inside of you. But you have to look on. You have to put your face toward God and say, God, you put this dream inside of me and I believe that it's going to come to pass. Just think about this. When the automobile makers built these cars and they had this dream about building a car. I want you to think about this. And they looked out their door and they were thinking about cars that ran and you know, moving down the road with motors and wheels and all these things on them. And they looked out the door, and out the door the world around them was a dirty wagon trail with horses and wagons. They didn't see roads, and they sure didn't see super highways, and they didn't see gas stations along the way. But inside there was a dream, and that dream began to flourish. And now we look at the world around us, and I pulled up to the store the other day, to Whole Foods in Covington, and in the parking lot was a place where you could plug in your electric car while you was inside buying groceries. When I remember when the electric car came out and started becoming popular, I said, now, where are you going to plug all those cars in at? But let me tell you something. There's a dream inside us. So as the dream begins to grow and the dream begins to build, then the provision begins to come. And like there was no gas stations and there was no roads and there was no superhighways, but now we can get in our car and drive to California on a highway with gas stations because somebody had a dream. And they dreamed, they didn't look at the world around them and say, this will never happen. What we saw with our natural eyes or what we see in this, just in the natural world around us, can make us lose sight of the world that's within us. There's a conflict between these two worlds. The difference is when God puts a dream in your heart, don't let the disappointments of life take your eyes off the dream. When you're in the pit, you will feel like you have been rejected and everyone and everything has forgotten you. Remember, there's a dream inside. And when you're in the place and you feel like you're at the top of your game, you're at the peak and everything is going your way, and people are praising you and they're patting you on the back and they're telling you how wonderful you are, be careful. Don't let the dream die, because both the negative and the positive can steal the dream that God's put inside of you. You can stand on one platform of success and the dream that you had that was greater never come to pass because you live in one victory and not realizing that God says you're going to move from glory to glory to glory. He's putting a dream inside of you that's bigger than the place that you're at right now. The world inside you is greater than the world around you. Dare to dream big. I'm going to say it again. Dare to dream big. Go big. Go big. Go big with your dream. Go big with your passion. Go big. When you start dreaming, say, come on, God, I'm dreaming of things that are huge and big. And there may be steps along the way that you have to take to get to those dreams. And that's okay. There may be pitfalls. There may be situations. But continue to dream the big dreams that God has for your life. Don't listen to the dream killers. Don't listen to the dream killers. In Matthew 9:23, when Jesus finally entered into the home of the Jewish leader and he saw this great crowd and there was the mourners in there and they were playing music and they were mourning and they were weeping and they were crying and they, oh, she's dead. She's dead. It's over. The dream is over. It's complete. We can't go any further. And they had all the instruments and everything was going. It was a sad day. It was over with. And then Jesus walks into the room and he says, okay, I need everybody to get out. Everybody get out. Everybody leave the room right now because you're still in the dream. Because I came to raise this young lady from the dead, and I can't do it with all the dream killers in the house. There's sometimes in there you got to say, okay, I want all the dream killers out of my life. I want all the negative out of my life. I want all the people who say, no, it's never going to happen. I'm not listening to that. I got my fingers in my ears, and I'm just saying, nah, nah, la, 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 la. Because the dream killers want to speak into your life. They want to speak negative to you. You've heard the story. It was told in our small group. I'd heard it years ago, but somebody mentioned it in our men's group a few weeks ago about the monkeys that were put in the cage, and they put the bananas at the top of the pole. And the monkeys would climb up the pole and they would take out a fire hose and they would knock the monkeys off the pole. And every time they'd be just about to get the bananas, they would, boom, they'd get blasted and knocked off the pole. Then they'd put a new monkey in the cage. And the new monkey would start to run up the pole to grab the bananas. But the other monkeys would reach up and grab him and pull him off the pole because they had been conditioned to someone knocking down their dreams. And so they pulled him off the pole as well. You get around people that are not dreamers, they'll pull you off the pole. When you see the prize that's before you and you have the passion in front of you, they'll always come and try to steal your dream. We need to say, hey, I want the dream killers out of the room. I want those that says it's never going to happen to leave. I want you to get away from me because there's a dream inside of me and I won't let this dream die. Come on, somebody. I'm going to live. And I'm going to have the dream that God put in me. All the world's problems will be solved if everyone could simply believe that God has a dream that he has deposited inside of you, and that it's bigger than you, but still supernaturally possible. If only we would dare to dream a dream God put in us, all the world's problems would be solved. All the world's problems would be solved, because God, would, he's the problem solver, and he would put a dream in us that would touch the lives of everybody around us. But it's the naysayers that bring down the dream. How big is God's heart? How big is God's heart? Well, it must be bigger than the universe, because it was his heart that spoke everything into existence. Before it was, he said, it is. Before it ever existed, he's dreamed it. He believed it. Let me tell you something. Every building that's ever been built, there was a dream that God put in the heart of man. Every city was a dream that God put in the heart of man. When the telephone or the telegraph was formed, then there was the telephone, and then there was the cell phone, and then today most of us right now have in possession a smartphone. And we've moved from this little small thing to the dream kept becoming more and more and more. I was reading an article yesterday talking about the momentum of the smartphone is gone, that people are not passionate about the new phones that are coming out anymore. They're holding on to their older phones for longer periods of time because it's lost its pizzazz. And it's just the same old thing. It's not really that much better. It's not really that much more creative. So it's kind of lost its momentum. So you know what that tells me? Some dreamer's about to come out with something. You're probably going to have the phone on a chip inside your hand that you never lose. It never loses its battery or something. You're going to be like, hey, you know, like a spy or something. Who knows? Because there's dreams. There's dreams inside of people, and God's wanting to bring those dreams alive. So never stop dreaming. All of these things were just a dream placed in man. Whether or not man gives credit to the dream that God gave him, the dream, all dreams come from God. God is the great creator. He puts it in the heart of man. He's the great creator. Even those atheists that come up with these great inventions, they would not give God a minute credit. But let me tell you something. It's God who put the dreams in the heart of man. He was the original dreamer, and he's created all of us to dream as well. That's so good. And when the prophet came to Jesse's house, he was looking for the one who had the capacity to dream for nations. It was not until he got to David, who had been living under an open heaven in a field, playing a harp and worshiping and talking to God. The dreamer, the young lad, the dreamer that had a nation inside of him. And when he looked around, he saw everything that God saw. Lions and bears could not stop his dream. He was a man after God's own heart. And his dream was bigger than the world around him. His dream was bigger than the field that he was sitting in. His dream was bigger than the sheep that he was caring for. But let me tell you something. When you're in that world, make use of it. Don't whine and cry about the world you're in. Don't look at your situation and let it decide who you are. Get your harp out and begin to worship God and thank him for the moment that you're in, because the moment you're in is the teacher and the next step to the dream that God has for you. Live in the moment that you're in, and live under open heaven, and let your heart connect with God, and let those dreams burn inside of you. What does God have for my next? What does God have? What is the passion for my next? There's a big universe inside of you, and God wants to fill your life with dreams. When I came to the city of 21 years ago this month, I have to tell you, I have never been around so many people in that particular time in my life that were like, wah, wah, wah. Oh, my Lord. I remember telling my wife, does everybody that lives here, wah, wah, wah? I would go to church and I would preach about the miracles that could happen and God doing great things. I had a guy walk up to me. This is a true story. After church one day, I thought he was coming up for prayer. He met me at the altar and he said, "I don't want to hear one more message about God doing miracles." I didn't even know what to say. I was like, "Oh, okay." I was blown away. I didn't even know how to. I didn't even know how to answer him. This is the last thing that I was expecting for someone to get in my face and tell me, "I don't want to hear about God doing miracles." You know, in hindsight, I was thinking, "God, give him a miracle." But the deal was, and now I pity that situation, because the deal was is that all the dreams that he ever had had been stolen from him. And he had gotten to the place in his life that he believed that he would always be in the pit and that his life was always going to be at the worst situation, and had become his reality. And so to hear about a miracle from God, that God could actually take you out of the pit and put you back in the palace, was too much for him to bear, because his dreams had gone. His passion had gone. And he lived in the place of not believing. He lived in the place of thinking, "This life is over. I will never have more than this." Don't let the pit become your palace. Look at the pit that you're in. Look at the situation you're in and stir up the dream inside of you. Get out your harp and begin to worship and begin to play and begin to believe and begin to sing and begin to dance. What have you got to dance for? Because God's put a dream inside of me. But around me, I don't see anything that looks like it's ever, this is not a good place to be. I'm in the pit of life. He said, but I got a dream inside of me, and I'm going to worship God for the dream that I have, not the place that I'm at. Come on, worship team. When you wake up tomorrow, it could be possible it's the first day of your new life if you will simply remember the dream that God has put inside of you. It's the first day of your new life when you simply remember there's a dream inside of you that God has believed for you. And before the worlds were ever framed, he had you in mind. He looked at you. He saw you. He believed in you. He had a dream for you. So when people make fun of you and they ridicule you and maybe even sell you out, just remember your dream is bigger than their ability to take it away. And nothing can stop the dream that God has put in you. Everything God created has a seed. Your seed, your dream is simply a seed that you sow for a better tomorrow. You take the seed, the dream that God's put inside of you, and you place it in the ground. You water that seed, you fertilize that seed, you believe. And you say, "God, this dream inside of me is bigger than my surroundings. My dream's buried in the ground. It doesn't see the light of day. It's in the pit right now. But in the pit, something's happened. In Joseph's prison, he still had favor with God. It may not have looked like the place that he had just came from, but it was more opportunity for the places that he was going. He was learning something now in the prison that he didn't learn in the pit, because there was something in the prison that he was doing. He was not only dreaming, but he was interpreting others' dreams. Oh, come on, somebody, this morning. When you become a dreamer, you'll interpret other people's dreams. You'll step into that dream place and you'll believe that God has put a purpose inside of you. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. I believe that God has a greater plan for my life. And I'm stepping into that place right now. I'm stepping into that place. I was preparing this message, and I'm getting ready to close, but I was preparing this message and I was thinking, how many people on Sunday morning that I'm going to be speaking to, how many people really know they have a dream?
How many of them really recognize the dream that's inside of them? You see, because the world outside of us is a distraction to the world that's within us. And oftentimes, we don't even realize the dream that's in us. But I'm telling you today, there's a dream inside of you. There's a purpose inside of you. There's a plan that God has for your life. And we don't just stumble into the goodness of God. We purpose in our heart that we will live in the place of worship, and we'll live in the place of honor, we'll live in the place of glorifying Him. And as we live our life for Him, the dream becomes alive. Matter of fact, you're not here this morning by accident. There's a dream inside of you that God's wanting to stir up. And here's the second thought that I had. What if everybody in this place today could walk out of this place? Everybody that walks through these doors could walk out of here with a dream burning inside of you. Tomorrow, we begin to shift nations. Tomorrow, we begin to change situations. Tomorrow, we'd wake up. Instead of saying, oh, I got to go to work, I got to face this another week, we would say, God, let that dream burn inside of me. I'm looking for an opportunity, God. I'm looking for the manifestation of the purpose you created me for. Today, I'm stepping into the goodness of God. There's a dream burning inside of me. There's a dream burning inside of my heart. God, open my eyes that I can see. Open my heart that I can feel. God, give me a vision. Let me see, God. Let me see, God. I'm not just here to endure the days on this earth, but I'm here to dream. I'm here to see the goodness of God. And there's a miracle inside of me. Can you close your eyes with me right now all over this room? I want you to think back in your life, and I mentioned this last week. But I want you to think back, because you know most of these dreams that are in our heart, God revealed them to most of us when we were just children. Before we had the chance to say, oh, that can't happen, God put a dream in our heart. I want you to resurrect that dream right now. I want you to look inside of yourself and say, the world inside of you, and say, hey, listen, world, come alive. I remember as a kid dreaming a dream. I remember as a child, I had visions. I saw myself, and I was doing this or doing that. Probably somewhere on a piece of paper, I drew with a crayon. Maybe it was a stick person. But I drew a little picture of me doing something miraculous, and I was dreaming. And then life come along and wadded up my piece of paper and threw it in the trash, and I'm taking it back out, and I'm looking at that dream again and say, dream, come alive. Come on, dream, come alive. Come on, purpose of God in my life, come alive. Come on, Joseph, wake up from your pit. There's a purpose that God has for your life. It's just a seed in the ground right now, but God's stirring that up right now. He's putting some water on that seed. He's fertilizing that dream. And I see beneath the ground that the roots are taking place, and it's about to sprout up. There's a dream inside of me. There's a purpose inside of me. God's restoring right now. So good. So good. Prayer team, you can come.